handle the truth.
Tuning in to the Blog Talk Radio Network Waves here on the blogtalkradio.com on the Native Broadcast Network. I am one of your hosts, Enoch Russell Colity. I am a Kiowa tribal member. We were listening to some powwow music, but on this episode of the Native Broadcast Network, we're going to talk and discuss a few things about a tribal dilemma. What's wrong with our government? We child, what does that even mean? How do we discuss something like that? What do we mean, what's wrong with our government? Because we could be really broad on this subject, right? And we're going to join in our second member on the panel, and we're also going to bring in another member calling in from the state of Oklahoma themselves. Welcome, Lee Kearns.
Oh.
And welcome, Ms. Billy Foreman.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome. Hello. Thank you for joining our discussion today, A Tribal Dilemma. What's wrong with our government? First of all, why would we pick a topic such as this? We were trying to figure out and discuss how do we bring out some issues that are going on, not with just our tribe, because I know we're not the only tribe that's going through dilemmas. Could you agree with that?
Very much so.
Very much so. And there's other tribes, and I know our guests here in Oklahoma, she could probably tell us a little bit about the things that are going on with other tribes down there, because they're probably going through some dilemmas. And we're going to kind of focus in on our tribe a little bit, because that's kind of we want to set a foundation, basically, because we don't only want to have this one discussion. We want to have several discussions involving other tribes
within,
so we can each come to an agreement of how do we fix these governments? What's wrong with our government? That's a key question. What would you say is wrong with our governments? Is there anything wrong with our governments today, do you think? Let's start first with Billy. What do you think do we got going on with our governments?
Well, I think that what's going on with our government currently has started 5 years ago in regards to the gaming. Once we opened that casino in Duval, Oklahoma, then couple years later, they decided to get involved. And I say they as the Kiowa Business Committee. We opened
the Kiowa Business Committee.
I work as the executive director for gaming. And KPC was not to be involved at all. Assurance was made with National Gaming Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, they removed the gaming commissioners and myself and the employees from that position that we were held and regulating the casino. And after then, that's when all turmoil started.
It
also started when an election was held in regards to salary for the KBC. And in doing so, they were supposed to come back to the council and ask for, inform them as to where the money was coming from, and then their salaries would have been set. Well, that didn't happen. They set their own salaries and start paying themselves. And then the next group got in, and they're doing the same thing. They're not following that tribal constitution showing where the tribal council is the actual governing body of the tribe.
I'll tell you where the outlying problem, you know, is happening is with our KIC, Kiowa Indian Council, being overlooked. Now, as she has stated, as Billy has stated, you know, the KIC is the governing body of our tribe. You know, and I'll repeat it once more. The KIC is the governing body of our tribe. And quite often, very often, you know, it seems as though that the KIC is rather disregarded and ignored, and as well as the Constitution, you know. So therefore, you know, those, you know, have not, you know, set their own interpretations of the Constitution and or have purely defied it, you know. So therefore, with that being said, you know, many problems are in existence and we go through every day turmoil, which therefore we are at a decline.
A very big decline, you would say, would you say? So, hey, we've got another guest, and I believe this is Jackson. Bear, is that you, Bear?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? And Bear, ladies and gentlemen, is from the Paiute, Pyramid Lake Paiute tribe. And Bear, we want you to get into this discussion. We have another guest, Lee Kearns and Billy from Oklahoma, Kiowa tribal members. Bear is from the Paiute tribe, Pyramid Lake. And Bear, tell us a little bit about the Paiute tribe and the things that you got going on in your tribe.
Pretty much, unlike most of the, tribes in like the Oklahoma area, we're on our ancestral homeland, so we haven't had to deal with any removal or anything like that other than our natural resources being removed, such as water. And that's like our biggest obstacle right now is that our lake, the aquifer of our lake is being pumped right now. And the way that the council, negotiated was that the Vidler Water Company, it's the private water company, is allowed to pump anywhere between 8,000 and 13,000 acre feet of water a year. So an idea of that in gallons is 13,000 acre feet of water a year is over 2 trillion gallons of water.
Wow.
And I think we got a payment, or not we, but the council got a payment of $7.2 million or somewhere around there. And they already squandered most of it. And then so now they're giving the rest of the tribal membership, I think, $400 or $500 a piece. And my friend Edward, we went up in front of council and told them that we were not accepting the money and that we want the royalties from our water that's being stored upstream and used for municipal industrial purposes to make money up there in Reno, and that we want royalties from all of the water that's being pumped right now, because they outright just pretty much sold it, you know. I don't believe in selling any of our natural resources whatsoever. I believe maybe in leasing it for a set amount of time, you know, and then negotiating the you know, based on inflation and whatnot. But that's what we're going through right now. And then
wow.
Mining operations going on over here without the basically everything's done being done without the tribal membership's consent. And
gotcha. Yeah, it sounds a little similar.
Yeah,
does that sound familiar, Billy? Does that sound familiar to some things that we got going on? We're kind of being our own councils are kind of being overlooked by the committees who are put into place.
That is correct.
Wow. So it's kind of like I say. That's why we titled this a tribal dilemma, because it's not just one tribe. Lee, we've got things, and Billy, you know, we all have got things that we understand and know. And Jackson Bear, because you're on the line, I want to kind of set a precedence and a little bitty, just because I'm going to invoke my Second Amendment right of freedom of speech. Okay. And I'm going to read, ladies and gentlemen, the preamble of the Kiowa Constitution. All right. And this is what it says. And Bear, listen closely, because I don't know, maybe your preamble goes along the same lines, but it says here, the preamble of the Kiowa Constitution says, we, the members of the Kiowa Indian Tribe of Oklahoma, in order to promote better community relations with other Indian tribes and non-Indians, to safeguard and protect the rights, privileges, and interests of all Kiowa Indians, to improve the social and economic, medical, and other advantages for tribal members, here's the kicker, regardless of location or residence, to promote the common welfare, and to bring the membership of the Kiowa Indian tribe into a more closely knit and cooperative relationship. They do hereby establish this organization and adopt the following constitution and bylaws. Any existing programs that tend to develop economic growth of the Kiowa tribe, Indian tribe, shall be continued. Now, Bear, I'm not sure, but you guys have a constitution, correct?
Yes.
Is it along the similar lines of what I've just read, kind of what they're to do, the councils who are elected?
Our preamble says, we, the members of the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe of the Pyramid Lake Reservation in the state of Nevada, in order to establish our tribal organization to conserve our tribal property, develop our community resources, to administer justice and promote the welfare of ourselves and our descendants, do hereby ordain and establish this constitution and bylaws as a guide for the deliberations of our tribal council in their administration of tribal affairs. And pretty much, well, it sounds pretty much the same, huh?
Exactly. Billy, did that sound the same?
Yes, it does.
When I was serving in the military, okay, before I enlisted, all right, I raised my hand, you know, took an oath of office, you know,
uh-huh.
And there was, you know, similarities, you know, as such, and is very descriptive to guide me along to ensure of my responsibilities to uphold, okay, and it's also, you know, to serve, you know, and fulfill the mission, you know, at hand, and address any concerns and cooperate, you know, with any procedures, as well as, you know, anyone that is surrounding you. Okay.
Exactly.
And with that being said, you know, the preamble itself, you know, it determines, you know, what exactly you're entitled to do. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And quite often it seems as though that, you know, there are those who do not, you know, follow what they have taken the oath to do. Okay.
I could agree with that.
How about
you other guys? Could you agree with that, what he just said?
Yes, I agree, because they are neglecting their duties when they have taken that oath and aren't ensuring that they're for the people.
Okay. I think we might have lost you. Bear, how about you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you read it again, basically all of these constitutions are cookie cuttered, you know, and they're formed under the Indian Organization Act of 1934.
Yes.
And if you look at it, basically it's to it protects the tribal council, not the membership. You know, it says it right here. Do hereby ordain and establish the Constitution and bylaws as a guide for the deliberations of our tribal council and their administration of tribal affairs. Basically, it protects the administration. You know, it doesn't really say anything about protecting the membership, because basically our tribal councils are banana republics, you know, used for the United States government to do business and take away all our natural resources without letting the people get in the way.
It's an interesting way of putting it, banana republic, you know, and it's rather an alternate, you know, way of, you know, of their proceedings, you know, and it's like, you know, I suspect that they develop their own interpretations as such, or they just disregard and, you know, go about their own, you know, and therefore, you know, things, you know, seem to happen, which, you know, at times can be, you know, unidentified, you know, but they carry on and into a decline to where nobody, you know, exactly knows, you know, very thoroughly of what their responsibilities are, you know, and then they define it, you know, in their own way to where they become derelict of duty, you know, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. Derelict of duty. How about that, Bear? Do you know anything of that in your tribe?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, we can also, I've been talking to a friend of mine who's been winning his cases. His name's Wesley Dick, and he's basically been hunting and fishing, or, you know, gathering off
uh-huh.
the reservation, and he's been winning a lot of his cases and stuff like that, because over here we've never given up any of our, you know, rights or anything to not do anything off the reservation.
Yeah.
And then so basically what we're thinking about is that he was telling us that since the council is in dereliction of duty, we can remove them, you know, because basically our tribal councils and governments are run off of government grants, and they have to be in compliance with the 638 contract. You know, they have to follow certain guidelines, and if they're not upholding their oaths and stuff like that, they're technically in treason with the United States government, because that's their money, and they can't use that money to infringe on the human rights of the tribal membership. And so we're
exactly.
People around here are thinking about, you know, taking them out of office, because, you know, they always have the police up there during council meetings and everything like that. And I asked the cops, so when are you guys actually going to arrest the real criminals who are up there waving my basic human rights? You know, when are you guys going to enforce them? Or do you guys not even know what you're really here for?
As I was saying, you know, being direct duty, you know, and causing these things to be at stake, you know, particularly 638 programs being lost. And, you know, like I said, if they were in any other organization, you know, I'll use military as example, they would have already been done for, you know, and it would have been instant, you know, and they would have already been court-martialed, you know, and enough said, and new elected or new officials would have filled in the slots, you know. That's how it usually goes, and for therefore, you know, according to Constitution or any other set agenda laws, you know, that's how it should play out, you know. Right now, you know, it seems as though that our tribe, you know, the Kiowa tribe, you know, myself, Enoch, you know, and Billy, you know, we're at a standstill for the past 5 years, if not longer, you know, and things are at a decline to where, you know, nothing is getting produced, and you know, are elected, then recalled, you know, they set themselves to remain in place, and therefore, you know, Nothing is happening with us that is ensuring productivity. Okay, these are the sum of the problems that we're faced with, you know, in today, you know, and we have been faced with for quite some time. And like I said, you know, these are, you know, the problems that are affecting each and every one of us, you know, tribal members, you know, and there's
exactly.
at least 12,000 of us.
12,000, and how many are in the Bear? How many are in the Pyramid Lake Paiute? The decisions they make, how many does it affect the people?
There's a little over 2,500.
Okay, so see, that's where we're sitting here, and that's the one thing. And Billy, we don't want you to be silent. Is there anything you want to add into what we've been talking about?
No, you're correct, because they have neglected their duties. They're not looking out for the best interests of our Kiowa people.
And that's the key, you know, and we're not having this discussion to benefit us. You know, Bear, I know you just had have extended your family, and I have family, and Lee, you have family, and Billy, you have family. We're doing it because we're looking out for their interests, that next generation of people who are either going to give them a tore up government system, or we're going to talk to each other like we are in this little forum to figure out how do we come to fixing these governments. How do tribes, like I brought out in the introduction and the promotion, how do tribes come together in making their government successful? Who wants to start with that question first? Lee, go ahead. You look like you're ready to go.
Paul. Okay, here's the thing. All right. Now, when you're involved in something, you have to be in it to be in it, okay?
Yeah.
That's first thing. You know, first thing in mind. Okay, now, to dissect that, you know, into more interpretative meaning, you know, you have to be in it, you know, for the well-being of our people, and therefore you have to put yourself aside. You know, it's rather sacrificial. You know, these kind of you know, procedures, you know, within the mission or job itself, you know, or the fulfillment, you have to put yourself aside and be selfless. You know, don't even, you know, give yourself, you know, thought, this is how I do it, you know. And like I said, you have to look out for the well-being of our people, for the principle of the matter, you know, and acknowledge, you know, our history, our cultural background, along with, you know, working out ways to strengthen, you know, ourselves and progress. You know, it's like arithmetic progression, you know, and we set this out, you know, to approach, you know, a positive infinity. But that aside, you know, we want to produce more thoroughly to where, you know, we take action and we always communicate effectively, you know, to for the well-being of our people. We don't do it for, you know, the monetary benefits or, you know, certain incentives, or we don't do it for, you know, recognition of a specific title. You know, we do it for our people, you know, and
exactly.
We dedicate it. We give our life and soul for this. You know, I'm willing to die for this, you know.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, this is how what has been taught, what has been, you know, ingrained. And not only that, it provides comprehensive meaning of such, you know.
Yes.
And with that being said, you know, like I said, I'm gonna tell you this, you know, and I mentioned it in one of the Facebook, you know, Kiowa Tribe of Oklahoma posts, you know, I mentioned that, you know, one time or another that I noticed an ant bed, you know, and what I did notice about these ants is that they work very efficiently and they get things done and they work continuously. And they're very productive because they communicate effectively. Now we can always disagree.
Yeah.
Okay. Disagree. We do it in a civil manner to where we can, you know, brainstorm ideas, you know, with one another to where, you know, we can provide ourselves to be well functional and like I said, you know, be open minded to listen to one another. That's another thing too. And another thing is, you know, why, you know, we're at odds, you know, quite often we clash frequently, you know, we become apathetic, you know, many of us, you know, just about all of us believe that we're all right. You know, it's like one person would say, I'm right, you're wrong. No, I'm right, you're wrong, you know. And with that being said, there's a lot of clashing involved. And then you abandon the project altogether and then nothing comes to resolution. And then you remain at a standstill. If not, you know, you're going to become defunct.
Yeah. And Bear, let's go ahead. Same thing, same questions. How, you know, on the same line of what Lee brought out. What about you? Your thoughts on the matter, especially from your tribal point of view.
As far as reformation.
Yes.
Well, if you look at the United States Constitution, is it modeled after the Iroquois Confederacy?
Yes.
But it's been tainted, over the years. All these special interests and everything like that, and a lot of it doesn't have a lot of it has to do with not. I agree with Lee. Is people we're allowed to disagree, but the reason nothing ever gets solved and when we're disagreeing is because we're not seeing things from other people's points of view. Is I can see things from the tribal council's point of view, as far as being a little bit more educated than the masses of the people who aren't as educated, and I can see them, wanting to be able to get away with, these closed door meetings, executive sessions that they go in so that people don't know what they're doing, and don't know what they're saying. And because, for me, I've done a lot of land speculation in my day, and I thought that was what we were supposed to do, was we were supposed to come up here and exploit our natural resources. But then when I moved up here and I got to know my family again, I was like, I can't do this to my own people and stuff like that, just selling their natural resources and everything like that. And so I could see the other side of the spectrum, because ignorance is bliss, like I kind of wish I didn't go to school. I kind of wish I didn't go to school. That way I didn't know this. I wouldn't be fighting. And I wouldn't be fighting for my people now, I almost wish, it's depressing to know that my leaders are up there trying to exploit other people's ignorance. And then I'm over here and they're calling me crazy, saying that I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm more educated than most of my tribal council up there. I think there's only two people with degrees sitting up there. And I'm not saying that, I'm not saying that just because you have a college education means that you're smarter than anybody, but I'm saying I'm trying to actually bring back education and help my people, not exploit their ignorance.
Exactly. Billy, your thoughts on that, on the same question?
Well, my thoughts on it is that people that run and get in office, they think that once they get in there that they're able to do what they want. They fail to recognize that we have ordinances in place. Those ordinances have to be read, and they have to understand those, as well as that Constitution, because those are our tribal laws.
Exactly.
And if they don't follow them, then they're doing wrong. And they putting the tribe at jeopardy on each of those areas.
And that's key. And you brought up about a good point, Bear, about education and everything. Like, I didn't get educated to make me better than other people. I got educated so I could make it better for my family, so they can be able to say, hey, I see the value of why you went and got an education. You're out there looking out for the interests so we can be able to have something in the future. And I am sincerely in belief the reason why we have a Constitution, as you brought out earlier from the ordinances of 1938, right? The Reorganization Act, 1934, those acts, they made decisions based on those for the best interests of our people. And I'm saying our people, I'm meaning Indian people all together throughout their governments for betterness for the future. Now, if we're looking everybody is talking about the best interest of self, and that's the key, because I'm a student of business. I love business. I love talking about business. I study business models all the time. Companies like McDonald's, companies like Apple, companies like Dodge, like Ford, big Fortune 500 companies, and they have processes like Billy brought out. They have these things that they have to do. If they do not, they're going to fail. And that's what I think that we got to see and look at as people. How do we get this better to make it work? How are we going to come together to make our government successful? And I do sincerely believe that our people, our ancestors in the past, made the choices so we could make better choices. But what happened? What is going on that we're making the choices they are? And Billy, again, alluded to it. Jackson, Bear alluded to it. You alluded to it. Is, do you think pride and what we think we know is what gets in the way? Who wants to go on that? Who wants to tackle that first?
I want to say that if you, like I said, all of these IRA constitutions and tribal government models, they're pretty much the same. But what you need to realize also is they're kind of made, they are actually, their function is to go around the people. So in ours, for instance, if we're, when we vote on something, we only have to come up with, I think, 1/3 of the eligible voters. And also, to be eligible to vote on the res, you have to be a resident of the reservation.
Oh, wow.
So even though we're not a casino tribe, we are technically disenrolling members by not allowing them the right to vote if they don't live on the reservation.
Wow.
And not to mention that we don't have enough houses for people to live out here. And then so pretty much people in power get the people who are going to vote for them houses so they can stay in power over here. And I'm pretty sure that's the same for the majority of tribal government.
Awesome. Billy, you have any thoughts on that?
Well, the way I look at it in regards for them getting in and abusing their powers, I think that, like I said, they're not educated. They don't understand tribal government. I've worked for 3 tribes. Therefore, I'm well aware of what has occurred at each one. When I worked for the Delawares as tribal administrator, I brought in tribal government training for them. And then they had that choice, either to follow it or neglect it. And they choose to neglect it. There was time in there where they wanted me to hire directors who did not have a bachelor's degree. And in their personnel procedures, it stated that in there as well as their program. And I informed them that I couldn't do that. I said, until you make the decision to change that here as an executive resolution, my job as your tribal administrator is to enforce your tribal laws. So, see, I had to try to train them, but they didn't want to follow it. They wanted to do what they wanted to do, you know?
Yeah.
If they don't understand their tribal laws, that's where they're having that problem.
So that's a great point you just made, Billy, because if we don't understand our tribal laws, and that, Lee, that's what you've been doing. That's why you live in Oklahoma. Bear, especially you, that's what you've been doing. You've been studying a lot about your tribe, understanding. Billy, with your background and working with all these tribes, and me, myself, I just like to study it because it's good to be informed so we understand what's going on because, you know, as Kiowa people, my folks always taught us, we got to pay attention. If we're not paying attention, how we know when to stand up and start taking our position within our tribe. And as we get older, our elders, our uncles now who are starting to lead, they're the ones who used to say that, look, one of these days I'm going to have to stand up and lead. Well, their time is here. They're supposed to be leading us. And now we have different ones, younger ones now. We got to start standing up because they're becoming elders. So it's something that we've got to understand that we just cannot just say, this is how it's going to work. We have these, as I'm going to invoke my business mind, that we have processes. Every business has a process. If you don't follow the processes that they set it, they're either going to do several of things. They're going to tell you that you need to do it this way. And if they have to tell you again, they're going to suspend you from the job. If they tell you again, you're probably going to lose your job. Unfortunately, we've lost those processes within our people. And the main thing I want to ask, do you think that has to do with pride? Who wants to start with that?
You know, okay, first of all, I have no problem with people not knowing something, okay?
Uh-huh.
I have no problem with that, all right? And I believe that each and every one of us are always learning or should be, you know? When they have an unwillingness to learn, you know, that's what concerns me, you know? And they have an unwillingness to, you know, take on learn about a necessary skill applicable to the position you're upholding and gain the necessary credentials, you know, to address, you know, these particular issues. You know, not just from academic education, you know, also based on experiences as well, mm-hmm. you know, and myself, you know, I have a master's degree in education with a primary emphasis in pure mathematics, you know, and I have a bachelor's degree in applied mathematics. You know, I have associates in environmental science from Haskell Indian Nations University, which I have 9 credits toward a PhD, you know. But the thing is, you know, out of all the experiences, you know, I've been involved with and the academic credentials I possess, you know, my credentials, they do not determine how smart I am. Not by any means, you know. They just, you know, determine that I, you know, met the requirements, you know, in particular areas, you know. I mean, smart comes with, you know, lifetime experiences, you know, from learning and possibly relearning. You know,
exactly.
it's based out of trial and error, you know, for self-improvement, you know, progression, you know, and to progress to where it's rather beneficial for all and everyone has learned from it, you know,
yeah.
even in some way, you know. And with the Constitution, I have read it multiple times, you know, archival Constitution. And like I said, you know, it's pretty much, you know, simplified, you know, to determine, you know, what must always, you know, be done here and there, you know, what needs to be set in place, you know. And, you know, if there are those who disagree with, you know, particular areas, I would recommend to have it amended, you know, to where you can be rather elaborative and to provide further clarification, you know. And like I said, you know, we have ordinances, like Billy pointed out, we have these ordinances that are set and have been approved and been, you know, finalized for the time, you
yeah.
know. And therefore, you know, to neglect these, what has been written, neglect, you know, documentation, it's like you become rather a lost cause, you know, and lost cause for your own self as well as, you know, many others. It's like you know, trying to travel out somewhere, you know, places that you've never been before. You had no experience in the area whatsoever. You're not willing to learn it. It's like you're doing it without a map.
Yeah.
You know, and you're pretty much lost, you know. And then, you know, it's kind of like a solving, you know, equations, you know. You have to do it, you know, based on the procedural steps, you know. If you miss one, you know, it can alternate the whole entire process, you know, to something, you know, that you yourself may be unaware of, you know.
Yeah.
And we always keep in mind of things like that, you know, with these things that are written, these are, you know, have been approved to where we must abide by, and we must interpret, you know, meaning to where, you know, we are aware of the actual meaning, so we can strengthen ourselves
yeah.
and build ourselves up and, you know, become, you know, independent. And therefore, you know, my emphasis, you know, on these particular key words that I have mentioned at one time or another is, you know, fix, maintain, and grow.
Yeah.
You fix the problems that you see, and then once you do, you maintain, you know, maintain your composure, you know,
yeah.
and then you can expand out if, you know, it's allowable to do so.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, you have to do it by step. And when I was teaching classes, you know, I told my students, you know, don't, you know, go from the first step to the last step. Don't even try to skip steps, you know, because, like I said, it will alternate the whole process. You're creating an illusion that could be rather unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know?
Hall, Bear, your thoughts on it?
I agree with everything Lee says. Fish makes you smarter, you know, per se. I've met smarter people on the streets than I have in, you know, college classes.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And that goes with, you know, junior college all the to the university I went to before Haskell and Haskell. But I think one thing that we're overlooking is the fact that we are, I've never met anybody, a people more institutionalized in the world than the American Indian.
Oh, what a great statement.
Because, I mean, look at it. Look at us. If we're sick, we go to the IHS. We want education.
Yeah.
We go to
yeah.
school. We want social.
Exactly.
We want welfare. We get IGA. You know, we're so dependent that when they, especially here, because we are rich and the most precious natural resources, which is water, and so we're so dependent over here that they purposely cut off our IGA or any kind of support. Get us to where we need that, and then make us sell our water, you know? And and I've seen it. I mean, for me, I'm very glad that I didn't grow up on the reservation in some aspects, you know, like, because I can see it, like, people who've gone to boarding school their whole lives, you know, like, for instance, we'd be at Haskell and we'd be, you know, partying or playing video games or, you know, just kicking back. And you can tell the people who went to boarding school their whole life is they absolutely have to be in front of the line at lunchtime, right when it's lunchtime or dinner or whatever. They have to be right there and ready to eat. You know, it's like they're totally set on, you know, on having a schedule and everything like that. And I'm like, you know, like, why do you subject yourself to that? You know,
wow.
Like, It's time to eat, little kids. You know.
That's fascinating observation because that's really eye opening to me because I never really looked at it that way. That's a really mm-hmm. great point, Bear. Wow, thank you for that. That's really eye opening because
that's
really a great point about institutionalization. Man.
Well, things are setting the way they are for reason. Okay.
Yeah. So let's get Billy involved first Billy, what about your thoughts on that last thing, what Bear said and what Lee said? What are your thoughts on that topic?
Well, I agree with Lee. Anybody can learn. And you don't have to have a degree, but you got to be willing to learn. And if you're not willing to learn and if you're not willing to follow tribal law that are already set in place, then, like I said, it's not going to work, okay? And with what Bear said about being institutionalized, that's true. Even here in Oklahoma, or I grew up in Georgia. I didn't live in Oklahoma until I was 14. I was subjected to prejudice.
Oh.
And I grew up knowing I was Native, knowing I was Kiowa, but I didn't really truly know what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
And then after coming here, I changed everything in my life. I did everything backwards. I got married when I was 16. I decided to go to school at Haskell because of my grandmother. She was working on her third degree when she was in her 70s. She wanted to prove to her grandchildren that it could be done. She met my grandpa there at Haskell, okay? While I was there at Haskell, I learned so much more about Native ways. When we became United States citizens, in our contemporary issues class, all four of us have gone to Haskell.
Oh, yeah.
And what I discussed this with Lee before, I said, the people here, from what I see, do not know, they don't understand. And even like mainstream America, Native American history is not taught in the school system. Therefore, they don't really understand where we come from. And my passion for our people come from the way I was treated. So even if we don't live on reservation here in Oklahoma, we still have the same feeling for our people. And that's why I continue to try to help Native people. When I graduated from Haskell, that was my intent, was to come back and help my people. Well,
and that's awesome.
I worked for the other tribes, you know.
And I don't want to cut you off, but we got another person who called in. And guest, thank you for calling in. What are your thoughts on the discussion? And go ahead and tell us your name. Welcome, caller. You're on the air with us if you want to speak up. Perhaps not. But anyways, let's continue on with where we're going on our discussion, because it's really important that we get here, because we're asking about how we're going to make our tribe successful. We have a dilemma. We all know that in our tribe, me, Billy, and Lee, or who are Kiowa, there's a dilemma going on that we're facing. And Bear, you tribe, you have a dilemma that you're facing, especially with your natural resource of water and the things that I've known, I've researched on, and the things that I've gone on, and it's really eye-opening. So that leads to this next question. Why is it really important for our own tribal members to really start paying attention to our government systems? Why do you think that's an important thing that we need to do? Who wants to start? Bear, you want to start?
Sure, I'll start. I mean, move to the res. I asked my dad and mom, you know, because for me, I had the whole Scarface mentality looking at it. You know, it was just like one big thing ready to be, you know, done. You know, I saw that there's all kinds of natural resources, cost of living was cheap. So I was asking my dad and mom, hey, do you ever go to tribal council meetings? He said, no, because they're boring. I'm like, yeah, but don't you want to know what's going on and, you know, what kind of they're doing business or what kind of movement they're trying to go to or anything? And he said, no, it's boring and stuff like that. And so when this Fish Springs thing came up, I told him that I was refusing the money from it. And so he was down to not accept the money with me too. But then he heard from his girlfriend who sat on council and who was one of the people who relinquished our rights, that's not the real story. I go, yes, it is. Look. And so I got on my iPad and I typed up Fish Springs Settlement and everything, and I showed it to him. I go, here, read it. And he's all kind of read maybe like the first like half paragraph. He goes, well, that's not what I heard. I go, well, here it is right here. Read it. They basically sold our water. And then he didn't have the patience to read it. He would rather go off of what somebody else said, because ignorance is bliss, you know?
Wow. Wow. Billy, do you have any thoughts on that? Wow, that sounds so familiar.
I know.
How about you, Billy? Do you have any on that? Man, because, like, Bear, that sounds just really familiar to what we got going on.
It's direct.
Yeah, I've gone to a lot of the council meetings because of me wanting to know what was going on. And then as I got employed with the gaming side of it, and then when things occurred and our commissioners got taken out, and my staff and I, I'd go in and I'd question them, because I found out that our KBC at the time had changed our gaming ordinance. And so my interest kept, you know, wanting our people to get the money that they're supposed to be getting into the tribe. Because we have a revenue allocation plan, which is the acronym RAP. People
yeah.
don't even know that. And they're currently not even utilizing that at all. And I don't see where NIGC is not getting involved with that to make sure that that is done. I asked the finance director the other day at the truck if he had a copy of it, because I'm trying to get a copy of it. And so, anyway, I asked the current gaming commission if they were abiding by that gaming ordinance, and they informed me they weren't. And I told them, I said, well, I have a problem with that, because you guys are supposed to be submitting the money into the tribe at the end of each year that you collect in. And he told me, one of the commissioners, I won't name him, stated that they give the money to the KBC every month. And what they do with it, he stated, we don't know.
Where's the transparency at then?
I know. See, this is going on right now.
Oh my
even
God.
Today.
I got a headache.
So
give me some aspirin.
Hey.
Hey, don't feel bad at all, Billy, because that's going on over here too. Is we asked to see our audit, and they said that they don't have to show it to us, even though that we're the primary beneficiaries of our charter.
Wow.
even though we don't even receive any benefit.
Wow.
No surprise.
So do we have these similarities. That's why we namely tacked it a tribal dilemma, because it's more than one tribe. Here Bear talks about something that they've got the same thing going on. Lee, what do you want to add? Not too long, because we're running out of time, because we want to get all your thoughts, final thoughts here pretty quick on what we need to do. And again, like I say, we just wanted to lay the groundwork. This is only the first discussion. We're going to plan on having more and delving into these issues. So, Bear, you're going to be, you know, we're going to ask you to get other members of your tribe to come in onto this discussion. Billy, we want others in our tribe, too, to come in. And any other tribes who are member representatives, all of those, come in and speak up, because the only way we make our government stronger, how do we make our government stronger in the United States of America? We go out and we become represented. We go out and we vote. We pay attention and we make informed decisions on that information that we have. And there's information like Billy's given us, like Bear's given us, like you're giving us. We have this information. We can't go by hearsay. Do you think that might be one of the biggest problem is just going? But because Bear, you said that about the Fish Ranch Springs thing. They're just going by what they hear instead of going and getting the information, which is key. If you have that information, it's going to be more useful because you'll make a better informed decision, right?
Yeah. We'll just want to hear what they want to hear too. You know, that I don't know. It's just a big messed up situation, if you ask me. You know, there's.
I would agree.
I don't even know. I don't even know where to start with tribal government. You know. So let me ask you this. You know, pretty much everybody is related on the reservations and everything like that. So everybody says, well, put them up for trial. But when it comes down to it, nope, people don't want to prosecute their cousin because they used to drink with them or they used to party with them. Or, you know, they make up every excuse in the book on why they didn't follow through on prosecuting them.
What a great point.
So, you know, and so it just comes down to ethics, you know. I mean, I'm not saying everybody. I'm saying for the most part, people are unethical on the reservation.
I wouldn't disagree with that, because ethics is important. Every business, you know, I put it on my Facebook page that if you won't do it on your own self, why would you do it in your business? That just goes to what you just said, Bear. Ethics. It's about ethics and morals. If you're really willing to do that to your people, then that means you don't have ethics. And that's the real issue. And so let's go into our final couple minutes with some few thoughts that we have. Billy, what are some thoughts in the discussion that you'd like us to really pay attention to, so we can really focus on helping us better understand what we can do to strengthen our tribe?
I'm actually on the radio right now on an interview. Yeah.
So go ahead, Billy.
We're doing a radio show right now. Here, listen.
My thoughts is that we have to get our people to be aware of what has actually occurred. They're not aware of it. I talked to one of my aunts yesterday that I ran into, and she asked me if I was still working for Gaming, and I told her no. I said, we got removed a long time ago, and explained all of that to her. And she said, well, we weren't aware of that. I said, yeah. I said, a lot of our tribal people aren't. And not only that, what I see around here is it's always, what's in it for me? When they were trying to remove the gaming commissioners, me and a friend went out house to house trying to get signatures on petition to stop it. And these were primarily, you know, people around here.
Sure.
And they're saying, well, what's the tribe going to give me? They don't help me. You know, these are their way of thinking.
Yeah.
It's always, what am I going to get out of it, you know? And I just, I don't understand that from them. Because, you know what, I'm the last of my generation for my tribe on my side, in which I told my mom, my kids are in rural Wichita, my grandbabies are too, except for one that's in rural Seminole. And I told her, I said, I have to stand up for the next generations to come. I said, there's nothing in this for me. I'm doing this from my heart and the passion for our people.
Exactly.
The tribe and all Native people. I think I can take a stand somewhere. And so that's what I continue to try to do and, you know, help where I can for Native people.
Yeah, and that's good. And Bear, how about you? Your thoughts, final few thoughts here.
What was that?
Your final thoughts, Bear, because we're getting into our final few minutes. We just, you know, kind of wrapping up our discussion. We'll get more on this about what we can do, what we need to do more, kind of what our, because we're all in this dilemma. We all have these dilemmas. What are some things that we need to do or what you can see to help tribes better understand and make things better for the future? Because it's why we're doing this. We have future generations coming.
Well, I agree with Lee, and we need to learn from our mistakes. Like, I've been gathering with the people on a grassroots level. My friend JoJo, for instance, just now joining in on the discussion. And pretty much what I've noticed about Indians is that they hold grudges and everything like that. And I think that our future generations need to learn from, you know, our mistakes and everything like that. So our generation has been stopping, you know, holding grudges and everything like that, and overlooking that, and looking that we have one goal, and that's to hold on to our natural resources, you know, and we need to work together rather than holding those grudges. You know, I don't even know what the grudges were about, you know, 10 generations ago or whatever. But, you know, we have to live in the here and now, and we got to look at our lake, you know, and preserve that for our future generations.
Exactly. Lee, your thoughts?
Oh, I would like to see more involvement, you know, that goes beyond, you know, the complaints, you know, listed frequently on Facebook, you know, and I would like to see more attendance, you know, to KIC meetings, you know, once those are established again. And I would like to see, you know, more registration to get out and be active to vote, you know, and rather than, you know, having disregard, but then yet to complain, you know. I would like to see, you know, like I said, you know, to work more thoroughly, to be more communicative, you know, effectively with one another. And like I said, you know, like Bear said, you know, limited, you know, grudges, if not at all, you know, like I said, you know, have to, you know, be more civil about, you know, issues at hand rather than lashing out at each other, you know. And I like to see more learning, more willingness to learn taking place, you know, and gain insight from one another.
Oh, that's key. You know, and those are the key things, because in reality, ladies and gentlemen, those listening in, those in the chat room, there's more talking points that we have, but because we only have like a minute and a half, we're going to have to end our discussion pretty quick. But there's things that we do understand within our tribe, me, Billy, and Lee, and those who are other Kiowa members who are possibly listening in. That information that we have is key, and we need to start sharing that information so we can start working to viable solutions. As a business person, we look for every solution possible because, you know, like I was telling you earlier, Lee, we do SWOT analysis. You know what our strength is among our people is we have great knowledge of who we are.
Exactly.
You know what our weakness is? We like to tear each other down. You know what opportunities we have? We have the opportunity to take those messages and share with each other. But the threat is each other because we're threatened by what we know. We're threatened that we're going to be torn down by other people because they disagree. It's okay to disagree. There's nothing wrong with that. It happens. People disagree. But as I've learned in collective bargaining and union, in my union classes,
definitely,
you know, you have to learn to negotiate. You have to negotiate win-win situations. And if we don't do that, we're going to be where we are. And it's for 5 years, we need to negotiate better the issues that are going on. Bear, let's get our last quick thoughts. Any quick thoughts?
I also wanted to reiterate what Lee said also, is that, I mean, a lot of my personal experience are derived from wrestling, and I've learned more from my failures and my losses than I have from any of my wins. You know, you learn from losing. You know, you learn what not to do, and that's what I'm saying, is we need to not do what our predecessors said, you know?
Exactly.
you know, exactly. holding each other down and tearing each other down and everything like that.
Exactly.
We just have bringing each other up.
Exactly. So, Bear, Billy, Lee, thank you all, and our guests in the chat room. We thank you all for listening in. Again, keep coming back, come and like the page and everything. We're going to get more into this. We're going to keep going on these because we want these viable solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time, and y'all have a wonderful afternoon. We'll see y'all later.
Oh. I think you ran out of time a little bit.